Hi, this is Simon with TechNet Edge. We're here today to give you a special episode, an all-news episode to cover some of the exciting announcements around System Center 2012. And finally, you're here.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. This is the new guy who has just joined our team. Welcome, Rick. Great to see you. Finally found the studio. We're running out of time here.
I just got out of new employee orientation. Even though I've been at Microsoft for 7 years, you still go through new employee orientation stuff. But they said, come over to Building 20.
That's right.
And meet with you about the Edge show. And
here we are. Surprise, you're on camera.
Great.
Well, we're throwing you in the deep end, but first, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, Rick Claus. I'm a technical evangelist on the same team as Simon and Joey and the other guys, Dave, and managed by Volker. And, I'm here about server rates and about infrastructure and about basically anything that we're talking about.
And you heard a lot of a boot, so as you might know, Rick here is from Canada.
Yeah, they blame me for bringing the snow for Snowmageddon that happened here in Seattle recently, so it's not my fault. But definitely, Canada, hopefully you can work through the accent. I'll try to speak slowly so you guys understand.
Well, welcome to the team.
Thanks, man.
Well, today it's a different show. You know, we have a new guy and kind of a new theme since there have been so many recent announcements around the System Center 2012 Microsoft Private Cloud story. Now, you may have heard some of them on January 17th. If you go to Microsoft.com/System Center, you could see new webcasts, new presentations, new sessions, new data sheets, new FAQs, a ton of new content.
Yep.
But really, there's a few big changes there we wanted to really focus on and highlight to you today. So first of all, the big question is all around the evaluations. When can I try it out? Well, the good thing is all of the release candidates are now available, covering every different System Center topic.
I know the URL for this one. It's technet.microsoft.com/evalcenter.
Excellent.
And then off of there, you can choose the System Center pre-release software. And takes you to the download page for everything. Well, and they have something new there. They actually list off all the different products that are there. And I want to challenge you. Do you have a way of knowing what all the products are that are part of the System Center launch?
So I actually get asked this a lot. You know, can you go and list them all? And the way I remember it, so here's a trick for you guys. Avocados. The fruit. So if you work through the letters avocados, you can spell out all the new System Center components. So app controller, virtual machine manager, advisor, orchestrator, config manager, then advisor goes, data protection manager,
you're getting there,
orchestrator, and service manager.
You got it.
And then you might want to go throw forefront endpoint protection in there as well.
Okay, but that's avocado F for something,
avocado
so
F.
It doesn't roll off the tongue like
if you don't like
does.
Avocados, you could say F avocados.
You got it. So these are all different components that make up the System Center solution. Can you tell us what each one is, just like in a 5-10 second little brief?
Sure. Well, the way we kind of break down the new System Center story is traditionally we use what we call the technologies, right? You had VMM, that was a product,
yeah.
That was a technology. You
Absolutely.
Had Ops Manager, separate product, separate technology. The big shift with System Center 2012 is they're now being sold as an entire unit. So you go buy System Center Data Center Edition, and you get all of these different components.
Okay.
And to be very clear, they're no longer separate technologies, no longer separate products. They're now just components that come as part of that larger suite.
Okay, modular, choose what you need.
Exactly. So the way that they're breaking them down is there's really an infrastructure layer, a service and automation layer, and then an application layer that sits on top. So if we think of the infrastructure layer, the primary consumers of that are virtual machine manager, data protection manager. These are really the pieces that are interacting with the hardware, the storage, the physical infrastructure components.
Yep.
At the service layer, this is where we really add automation and IT processes, IT controls. So this is where System Center Orchestrator fits in, which is our orchestrated runbook solution. And this is where Service Manager sits in, which is our IT pro, IT help desk shop that quickly gets tickets, resolves incidences. And then when you add Service Manager, you could fully automate all of those incident responses. Finally, on top of that, we have the application layer. And this is really where Operations Manager, as well as our Virtual Machine Manager, again, and App Controller fit in. So with Virtual Machine Manager, this is where we can actually manage those virtual machines that are sitting on our infrastructure.
Yep.
With App Controller, we have the ability to move VMs from a private cloud to a Windows Azure public cloud. And then with Operations Manager, this is where we can actually peek inside the VMs, the services, the applications which are running on our infrastructure, and check that they're performing, check that they're online, check that they're responsive.
So that's the rich integration at the app layer to be able to look at what everything's doing, are they performing healthy beyond simply disk I/O and CPU use and that sort of stuff.
Exactly. And you know, two of these came about from a recent acquisition. So a couple of years ago, Microsoft bought Opalis, and Opalis ended up becoming Orchestrator.
Yep.
Additionally, we bought Avicode, which does the .NET performance monitoring, and that got rolled up into Operations Manager.
Okay.
So unified product, but I think one of the biggest changes that was announced, including this, you know, whole different SKU packaging, was that you can now install everything at once. So
That was the piece that I didn't understand was part of the download process, was this new thing called Unified Installer.
And the unified download now, right, instead of having to download those eight different products from the eval page, you can actually get everything at once and then go and install everything at once.
So we're now taking an install process down to a simplified environment to be able to get everything all up and working?
That's right.
How much of a savings are we talking here?
Well, they did some research on this. If you went and installed all of the products separately, it would take 421 screens. 421.
Nice.
If you use this unified installer, 16. So that's what, about 3% of the original, something like that. So, I mean, that's huge. You know, if you've gone and you've had to deploy everything before, you know, set up that integration between VMM and Ops Manager, I mean, that's a pain, as we know, back with the traditional products. You have this unified installer. It basically gives you checkboxes. Which of these components do you want to install?
Okay.
What's the default location? Which of them are connected to each other? Where is their data store? Where is their database? Where is their data warehouse? Mm-hmm. And through these 16 screens, you have different options for everything. Next, next, next. And you can literally install all of these products with just a few clicks.
Awesome. So we already told people where to get the evaluation software downloaded from.
That's right.
That includes Unified Installer and all the different components and a single one click to get everything, which is awesome. Now, what about training? Because obviously, if we're going to be installing these massive amount of products in a lab environment or in a production environment, well, not production yet because it's RC, in a lab environment, where do you go for training on all this?
Well, first, there's a few big conferences coming out that we want people to check out. First of all is the Microsoft Management Summit, which is mms-2012.com. That's hosted this April 16th to 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cool.
So great location. It'll be a lot of fun.
Are we going to be there?
We will. TechNet Edge will be live in Las Vegas.
I've never been to Las Vegas. I was always worried that if I ever go to Las Vegas, it's going to turn into a CSI episode. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Maybe I'll be able to convince Volker to send me to this. That'll be good.
So what we do, after every session, we bring down the big speakers straight off stage and interview them to get some additional insight, technical knowledge, and just background about the product's development, its future, and its application for the IT.
I'm assuming this is also going to be very big and also as part of the Tech Ed later on in the year. What about if you don't have a conference capability?
So if you don't have a conference capability, well, first of all, we have our existing online training, the Microsoft Virtual Academy.
MVA.
So www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com. It's free, it's public, it's all cloud-based online training. So we have tracks for the private cloud with the infrastructure layer, using the private cloud components to manage the infrastructure layer, the service layer, and the application layer again. Mm-hmm. Additionally, there's tracks on actually configuring the private cloud infrastructure. We have tracks on Virtual Machine Manager 2012, Configuration Manager 2012, and we'll be coming up with other additional component tracks in the next month or so.
That's wicked.
So a lot of existing content on there. There's videos, there's PDFs, and as you complete these, you actually get to take assessments to test your knowledge, and then you get points for that. So if you're, you know, the top 10 of points in your particular country, you might get free prizes like free vouchers to go to conferences, to get TechNet subscriptions.
Am I eligible for these anymore now that I've come and taken this role, or am I now ineligible?
Ooh, I know, moving to the mainland, I don't know. Probably not.
We'll find out. Anything else online?
Well, the big thing that's coming up online is a new Jumpstart that was just announced as well. So the Jumpstarts, they are events which are co-hosted by Microsoft Learning that use our team's evangelists to go and present. And it's a two-day free public training with live Q&A with the audience, where we essentially have a virtual classroom. We have two instructors. We teach in kind of a team style, similar to what we're doing here, you know, a lot of conversation. And we're going to cover all of the different System Center 2012 components, the entire private cloud story. We're going to break it down looking at the infrastructure hardware, infrastructure management, service layer, and application layer again.
What's their time frame for those guys being available online?
So the live event, and we only have about 1,000 seats left, is filling up very fast. The live event is February 21st and 22nd. You can register online by going to aka.ms/PCJS for Private Cloud Jumpstart.
Okay.
And from there, you register. We're going to do the live event that's 2 days. As I said, we have a Q&A, so we'll constantly be answering the audience's questions. You know, you can ask us about the demos, ask us how they help the IT professional. And approximately a week or two later, that will be going on the Microsoft Virtual Academy and on TechNet. So if you can't join us for the live event, you'll have an opportunity to see the replay. And once again, that's aka.ms/PCJS for Private Cloud Jumpstart.
And all of these URLs and everything will be available on the blog post goes along with this.
That's correct.
See as well.
So if you just scroll down through the video, you'll get the details in the blog post. And if you have any questions or comments for us, like usual, just fill out that comment field at the bottom of the page and we'll respond to that, or we'll address the questions in the next show.
Perfect. We're supposed to do a news segment, but kind of did the news segment. There's not really a technical support person coming on next for the rest of the show. Anything else that we missed out on?
Well, that's about it. You know, really kind of a different show this week. It was talking all about these announcements. So once again, you know, familiarize yourself with the big things that are coming up, the licensing changes, the shift from having individual components to a unified product. And you can get all of that information at Microsoft.com/System Center.
Cool. Who's on hook for the next show?
I believe it might be you for next week, so you better get ready for that.
Nice, that'll be fun. Well, I need you to sign this off. I didn't bring a pen on me, and you don't have any pockets, so I need to see you over there in Redonica.
Looks like you're going to fail this, then. I'm not going to approve you.
I need to get this finished.
Well, thank you very much, guys. We'll see you next week. Once again, please leave comments that you have in the comments section of this page, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.